Colin Kaepernick says he partnered with Marxist editors because black liberation simply isn't possible under capitalism. By Warner Todd Houston on June 19, 2023. Former NFL second-string quarterback and professional social justice warrior Colin Kaepernick now claims he had to team up with avowed Marxists to edit his new Black Studies anthology book because black liberation simply isn't possible under capitalism. The national anthem protesting former player is promoting the new book. Our history has always been contraband, in defense of black studies, in which members of the grievance class rise to defend things like diversity, equity, inclusion, critical race theory, and the like. According to activist writer Indigo Olivier in The New Republic, Kaepernick worked with two of the most prominent black Marxists in the country, and the writers in the book were anti-capitalists. But Kaepernick explained his reasoning for working with hardcore Marxists. I've long admired Kianga and Robin's work as well as their uncompromising political analysis and understanding that black liberation simply isn't possible under capitalism, Kaepernick said, Olivier reported. I think the anthology makes this argument quite well. And I hope it challenges readers to see that racism is not white supremacy's only ingredient. White supremacy persists in part because of its relationship with capitalism, heteropatriarchy, ableism, and so on. In her interview with the former San Francisco 49ers player, she insisted that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't want you to read the sort of things in Kaepernick's book and asked his thoughts on the GOP's obsession with attacking black studies. Black studies and, more generally, a critical engagement with U.S. history threatens the white supremacist status quo, Kaepernick bloviated. Any attempt to whitewash the past should actually be understood as a concrete step toward fascism and a desire to build a nation-state where power is concentrated in the hands of a self-anointed, read, white, few. That said, I wouldn't characterize GOP attacks on black studies as an obsession but rather as core to their white supremacist political project. Kaepernick also insisted that white people must be exposed to his Marxist theories because it is an absolute necessity in order for white people to support the black freedom movement without unknowingly doing great harm in the process. This is all quite interesting coming from a man who is a multimillionaire and nationally known through his connection to one of the most capitalist ventures in American society, the National Football League. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.